This is Bob Larson with your Marketline report for Thursday, September 6th. Well, things were a bit easier in Tuesday cattle trading. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Seems those non-commercials liquidated some of their long positions, pushing it a little bit lower. They decreased their positions by 2,800 contracts and gave us a level about 6,500 out there. Also, seasonally, this is kind of like a time where the trend does look a little bit lower, and perhaps today the market was trying to hold up and really was steady almost all day, and then it started to slip and closed much lower. Interestingly enough, though, the feeders were mixed, and they actually closed kind of more unchanged and maybe steadier. Cattle buyers just stepped in, and they were supporting those futures. So there's a little bit of optimism on the horizon that possibly down the road it's not going to be as bad as we thought.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday down 9 at 495. September corn was down 2 3/4 at 351 and a half. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for September ended the day unchanged, ranging from 595 to 612. Hardwood winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for September were down 6 1/4, ranging from 601 3/4 to 611 3/4. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for September were down 9, ranging from 649 to 664. Live cattle for October were down 82.5 cents at 109.25. September feeder cattle were up at 315 at 151.95. And September Class 3 milk was up a penny at 1653. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Marketline Report.